This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome to Well, Tex and Adam with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Thanks as always to the Let's Talk Footy team for another fantastic show. Welcome, Adam, my dear. How are you tonight?
Absolutely fantastic. Tessie Marie, how are you?
Oh, look, I've told you not to use that name on air. You are so naughty. I'm very well, thank you, Adam.
What's on the show bar tonight,
Tex?
Well,
look, we have a pretty fantastic show tonight. We do have a guest coming into the studio, Adam.
Shock horror.
And the guest, I mean, it's not too unusual for us to have a guest. The guest tonight is Brett from the Laird Hotel, and he's coming in to talk to us about a fundraiser that's both for the Victorian AIDS Council's David Williams Fund, but also for Joy 94.9. And that fundraiser is called Northside Bazaar 2. So we'll be looking, or we'll be finding all about what Northside Bazaar 2 means. We're also going to have a story about HIV or healthy news, and we're going to have a few snippets of news later on, things where you can write down websites and things, or put them into your computer. But Adam, we love to hear from our listener. How can our listener get in contact with us tonight?
Many a ways, Tessie Marie.
Many a way.
Many a ways. So you can phone 1300 JOY 949, email on at joy.org.au, SMS 0427 joy949, and we get that right here in the studio, which we love.
Indeed.
Or you can like us via Facebook, which is facebook.com/joy.
Indeed. So you've got all of those options to get in contact with us, including, as you said, ringing 1300 JOY949 to speak to Jeanette.
Oh, the lovely Jeanette.
Jeanette, who is waiting to take your call. This is Well, here on Joy 94.9. That's right, this is Joy 94.9, and you're with you're on Well with Adam and Tex this evening. And this is the part of the show where we do our news snippets. We're not going to rattle the paper because I have listened at home and it just doesn't sound like papers being rattled.
Really? What does it sound like?
Just a noise, really. So we might have to invest in a sound effects record.
I like that. We can speak to one of the guys here and try and get that organised, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get it saved. But the story tonight is from last week's Star Observer. And, of course, Star Observer comes out on Fridays, so we can't cover the story on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a brand new experience tomorrow, Star Observer. And Star Observer, of course, is one of the two weekly newspapers for the GLBTIQ community here in Melbourne. I know you love the way I say that. Of course, we have MCV, Melbourne Community Voice, and also Star Observer. Melbourne Community Voice concentrates on Melbourne and Victoria. Star Observer gives us news from Victoria, New South Wales, and Queensland. So it gives a more broader national perspective.
What's the story, Tex?
This story coming up is about home testing kits.
Uh-huh.
And the headline on Star Observer on the front page last week said, "Home testing kits could be dodgy." And this is in relation to an HIV expert who's warned of the dangers of shoddy tests after it has emerged that Australians are actually ordering HIV tests online to use at home. Now, of course, we've talked many times on the show about rapid testing, which is available almost everywhere except Australia.
That is correct.
And also the new home-based test, which has recently been approved for use in the USA and
yes,
is also approved in various countries around the world. But this is a story which is about Australians who are actually going onto websites and ordering the HIV tests for use at home. And the tests are available often for as little as $30 a test if people buy them online.
Yeah, I guess the biggest issue that I sort of I guess, thought about when I read this article was the fact that because we don't have rapid testing available in Australia yet, there's not really a lot of information out there about how to use these tests properly. So people that are buying them over the internet and using them at home, when these tests are actually screening tests, they're not diagnostic tests. Obviously, a diagnostic test would be the usual blood test and going back for your results through your GP. So I think the biggest concern to me was people who might be using these tests as a basis onto which they might engage in some sort of risky behaviour, or about what would happen if the test came up positive but it was read incorrectly by them, or the test itself was dodgy. Obviously, the Therapeutic Goods Administration hasn't approved rapid testing, so they're not approving home-based testing yet. So that was my biggest concern I came across.
Yeah, look, this report came is quoting the president of the Australasian Society for HIV Medicine, Lavinia Crooks, or actually the chief executive officer of the Australasian Society of HIV Medicine. And she's basically saying that anybody could actually set up a website selling HIV tests. And one of the big concerns is that, do you know the supplier that you're purchasing from? Are they a reliable supplier? You know, it might be a dodgy test kit. So, yeah, how do you know?
Well, exactly. I mean, there is, in most of the evidence-based practice in relation to rapid testing, it talks about two concepts, one sensitivity and one specificity. So basically, it's how accurately can it detect a positive result and how accurately can it detect a negative result. So these two concepts are bandied around quite a fair bit in terms of trying to push this through the Therapeutic Goods Administration and different organisations like that, just to say how effective it is. But a lot of it was actually quite reliant on actually being able to interpret the test. So someone who's not knowledgeable would potentially get this test, take it, interpret it incorrectly, and what do they do then? They're not in a community-based setting where they can get counselling. They're not sitting in their GP's office where they can get counselling. So it can sometimes be a bit confronting.
Indeed, you know, and it's the old story. We have relied on the tests which are conducted in doctor surgeries here in Australia for so long because counselling is available both before the test and, really importantly, whether the test comes back positive or negative, asked after the test as well. So the doctor or the health practitioner, whether it's a sexual health nurse or a doctor, can actually have a chat with the person about what a negative result means. And equally, of course, more importantly, I suppose, what a positive test means, and, you know, how people can go about getting themselves right.
Yes,
I suppose is the way.
Exactly, and I mean, I think the big push from an Australian point of view is firstly to get rapid testing in and get it available in community-based settings, which I think is the structure that I think Australia is sort of premising in terms of trying to make this actually happen. So, like you said, without having that pre- and post-test counselling, is anything really going to change if people can order these tests over the internet and take them at home?
Yeah, or go overseas and come back with a suitcase load.
Well, I think they might get pulled over.
There has been discussion actually on different websites to say that, well, actually, a lot of people are doing that. They are just bringing suitcases, well, not suitcases of them, full of them, but enough of them stashed in, 30 or 40 kits stashed into a suitcase.
Yeah.
And just sailing straight through customs.
Well, I mean, we were lucky enough, Tex and myself, to go to a treatment as prevention forum or workshop or panel discussion
on Tuesday night at
the Burnett Institute. And it was mentioned by two or three people there that that's exactly what people were doing. They were actually ordering these tests and using them to make behavioural decisions on. So whether they were actually using it on themselves or whether they were using it on a potential partner. But my question was, if you were going to use it on a potential partner and have condom use involved as well, what is the point of actually taking the test? If you're using condoms, regardless of status, it's safe. And that's just my 2 cents worth.
Indeed, that's your 2 cents worth, but a very worthy 2 cents, Adam. You can find information like this on AIDSMap.com, one of the sites that we regularly go to, although this story is from the Star Observer. You would be able to find out about this particular test and this particular issue by going to AIDSMap.com. joy.org.au/joy.com, one of our favourite sites for getting all sorts of information.
Yes, and we've just had a message come through from a very good friend of mine. So, hi, Lackers. That's all I've got to say.
That's who it is it? Lackers?
It's Renee, yes.
Right. Okay. Who addressed you as Adzi?
Adzi.
Right. Okay. This is So Well Well here on Joy 94.9. This is Joy 94.9 and this is Well Well Well. And you're with Adam and Tex, and joining Adam and I in the studio this evening is someone who's no stranger to the studios here at Joy. Welcome to Well Well Well. Oh, welcome back to Well Well Well. It's Brett from the Laird Hotel. Good evening, Brett.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me again.
No worries.
Now, we're going to be talking about something tonight that I have to give a little disclaimer on. We're going to be talking about an event, and this is an event that I'm actually on the organising committee of. So for the duration of the interview, I'm going to appear ignorant and ask lots of questions that I already know the answer to. Adam, you'll be asking questions and you may not know the answer
well,
to
Well, I
them.
Actually don't know anything about Northside Bazaar. So I'm really excited to actually sort of get into the nitty gritty what's happening, because we've talked about it a bit in the news snippets in terms of it's coming up.
Yep.
So I'd be interested to hear from Brett about what's going on.
Okie doke. Well, Brett, as Adam has forecast there, we've asked you in this evening to chat about the forthcoming fundraiser, the second annual Northside Bazaar, or as it's being called, Northside Bazaar 2, which is happening on the 9th of September at your pub, the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford. Now, Brett, perhaps to start off with, you could share with us and our listener a little about your involvement with the hotel. You know, how long have you been involved with the Laird? And I suppose, secondly, why has the Laird been so supportive for so long of our community, and not just about HIV, but all different sorts of facets of the community?
All right, big question. Okay, part one really is, well, firstly, Mark and I have been at the pub since 2007, just after Hibernation 2007, and when we took over from Ron and David. Yeah, so it's been a big 5 years, and we've been able to do lots of things and bring a few things back and change things. But it's been the whole thing about with the Laird is it's quite a community pub, and so therefore a lot of events are based around that. And with the slave market was kind of not going, you know, it had gone for so long, and things can only go for so long before they sure. wound up. So it was time to come along with a new thing. And Texas, you know, we were looking for something that was a bit more whole community rather than just the core group of Laird men sort of thing, which is mm-hmm. which is great. We hold lots of events for them, but about something much bigger. And, of course, to be able to then benefit some great community things, and, of course, Joy and David Williams Fund came up. So it was great to be able to say, yes, let's open the doors to everyone. Let's have an auction, because slave auction worked really well, but let's take it a bit further and just ask for lots of businesses for items. But why don't we have a leather market as well? Why don't we have a barbecue? Let's just make it big. And then it ended up, why don't we get Joy to host the barbecue? And it ended up snowballing into what it is today, so which is really good.
Yeah. Okay, but the Laird Hotel, really supportive. I know. How long have you been involved at the Laird again?
5 years.
Over
5 years, yeah.
But the Laird has a long involvement, stretching back to the beginning of the AIDS Council.
I think one of the answers, and a lot of people would be able to answer it better than myself or Mark, mm-hmm. is that when something has been going this long, and something that was there when a lot of big things were happening in the early 80s with HIV and that, I mean, the Laird was apparently the first place where one of the meetings, with the emergency meetings were called prior to the VAC forming officially, mm-hmm. that happened at the Laird in the old dining room. And something that's been around that long does end up engendering a lot of that sort of stuff, and things happen like that. So a lot of businesses, pubs close down. It's just that because the Laird's been going so long, that's why so many things have been able to happen. Slave market mooning, the Laird auction, so many other things, the forming of Vic Bears and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it just happens with time.
Who are some of the groups that are currently involved with the pub?
With the pub, we've got the Melbourne Chargers.
Nice.
Now that's yes. Rugby yep. Union.
Rugby Union, yes.
Yep.
Very well done, Tex.
Yes. Hey, Texy, sporting answer correct. Vic Bears have called the Laird the home since they started. We are now a proud supporter of Vic Leather. Mm-hmm. Melbourne Leathermen, of course, have their monthly gigs there. What else there's a few other little things here and there, but they're the general ones that we are fully supportive of and sponsors of, yeah.
Okay. We need to listen to a short track of music, and we will return. You're happy to stay in the studio with us, I take it?
You're paying me well, so I will.
Oh, super. Okay. This is Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. All right. This is all right. All right. All right. That's right. This is Joy 94.9, and that was a Melbourne group, Little Red, singing It's All Right, and it certainly is all right.
I thought that was the Beatles. Well, obviously, before we went to the song, Brett, you were talking about the fact that Northside Bazaar came out of something that was there previously. So just for someone like myself and for some of the listeners out there, can you share a little bit about just the who, the what, the why, the where, sort of about, just tell us what is the event? It seems like there's so many things going on.
It's we also tried to come up with a name that would encapsulate or be vague enough that it could be covered for all three things. Really, it came about with, first of all, an auction, a big auction, which the likes of which Texas has been involved with for years, of, you know, getting celebrity or guest local judges in, auctioneers, to auction off items that have been donated from generous businesses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's over three segments. So there's a big auction house in the back bar of the pub.
Yep.
And in the and it's over three blocks. And in the front of the pub, in the Nuggets Bar in the pool room, is the leather market, where people have been donating leather items, and which they still can do by dropping them into the pub or Joy. Any old quality used leather items or fetish gear. And that's going to be run by Vic Leather. Laurie Lane's also going to be on hand. Laurie Lane is, you know, very well known to a lot of the community. So we've got the legend of Laurie Lane plus the youthfulness of Vic Leather, people all helping out in there to help sell stuff. 100% of profits from what is donated goes to the two charities of mm-hmm. Joy and David Williams Fund, which is great. And if people are booking a table, they pay a fee which goes to the charities as well, and then they make 100% profit off what they sell.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, of course, the Joy Barbecue, which was a hit last time. Just some people just hanging around in the beer garden for ages. Same hanging out with the Joy, you know, Trevin Sparks and all them. So
absolutely no shortage of things to...
Not at all. It's like you walk in and it's just like there's three zones, and it's great. That's the good thing about the lead, is it's got those sections that you can have different things going on in,
The only thing I think we do have to emphasise is that for guys or gals who have leather gear that they no longer wear, we do know that leather stretches, but sometimes it only stretches so far. So if your tummy has stretched more than the leather, perhaps it's leather that you can donate. All different sorts of things like vests and harness.
Yeah, at the moment we've got pants, vests, we've got a beautiful cloth kilt, really nice. It's actually a military edition. We've got some great stuff. So it's leather, it's fetish gear as well, really. So it can be a lot of different things. We've got cowboy boots, a classic vest from 91 drummer winner, donated by the lovely Linda Horn. So some great stuff, really good things. And the guys at Vic Leather and Laurie Lane will be pricing those accordingly. Not price to profit, price to sell.
That's really. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's basically, it's for guys and perhaps girls who are new to the scene, not quite certain if leather or fetish is for them, but that they want to experiment, perhaps pick up something that isn't going to cost a couple of $100 they might have to pay for in a leather shop, but it could well lead on for them to actually then experience going into a shop and actually then experimenting with getting more stuff.
Yeah, then they go on to one of the great retailers we have in Melbourne and buy, you know, the several hundred dollar one, which is beautifully fitted and everything. So, yeah, it's a really good chance to get in. These things are right down to cuffs and collars, all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Only one exception is that you're not accepting any insertables.
Insertables that have been used. If they're packaged and that sort of thing, yes, we'll take them. But no insertables that have been used.
Well, that was one of my questions.
In places that you insert them, yes. Yeah.
And obviously you said that the money was going to the David Williams Fund and to Joy 94.9.
Yep.
How did you decide that they were going to be the two charities that that you wanted to, I guess, help out?
Well, it really came down to Mark, and really Tex had no bearing on that. It came back to Mark and I going... We saw what Joy does in the community and how it can go out. And it's not just the community, it's international. And, you know, with the first time we heard that there was the guy in Canada that listens in and all this sort of stuff. And what it can do regional is amazing, you know, for young guys and all that sort of thing. And we thought, well, that's the future of the lead anyways. A lot of the regional people and the younger guys and that. Oh, people have retired to the country, but there's people all over the world that can listen to Joy. So the amazing thing that can do, that really deserves the recognition and the money.
Yeah.
David Williams Fund is something that, you know, the lead's had a long interest in, and helping out people who really do need the money, and that's why David Williams Fund as well, specifically,
And just to explain for the listener, Joy, it's pretty obvious you're listening to Joy at the moment. You know the wonders
the radio
of Joy
station
and the splendours of Joy. But the David Williams Fund was formed in 1986 after the death of a man called David Williams, who was one of the first people to die of HIV or an AIDS-related condition here in Melbourne. When he was dying, he looked around at his friends who weren't able to afford funerals, weren't able to pay their bills, sometimes weren't able to pay their rent, weren't able to get family to fly in when they they were sick. And so he asked his friends that after he died to take some of his money and for them to donate money to establish a fund. It was named in his honour. He didn't actually suggest that, but it was named in his honour. And the fund has distributed hundreds of thousands, in fact, millions of dollars over the years. And a lot of that money, or in fact, most of that money, I think 99.99% of that money is all fundraised money or donated money. Of course, in the beginning, Red Ribbons, the sale of Red Ribbons everywhere, financed a lot of the money going for David Williams Fund. But it's thanks to venues like the Laird Hotel, who have a continuing tradition of support, that heaps of money has been raised. How much was raised last year at North Side Bazaar?
It was over $15,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so split it and there you go. So we've got to try and beat that.
That's
so
huge.
Every dollar helps. Every donation of something that we can then on sell helps so that we can make more money. And yeah, there's nobody else profits from the sales of any of the things or the auctions of any of the things. So
people walk away with a bargain.
Yeah, people donating time to get up on stage and help sell things in an auction. So yeah,
fantastic.
Okie doke, we need to listen to a few brief messages, some from our sponsors, and make sure you support the sponsors of Joy, and some community service announcements. Right now, though, this is Well, 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 here on Joy 94.9. That's right, this is Joy 94.9, and you're listening to Well, Well, Well with Adam and Tex, and our very special guest tonight, Brett from the Laird Hotel in Abbotsford, where the Northside Bazaar 2 is happening on the 9th of September this year.
So, Brett, you did mention that there was a leather and fetish market, but there's obviously so many different things going on that you can't be in all places at once.
We can try.
Well, you can certainly try. I'd like to see that, actually.
Yes.
But who will be helping out during the leather and fetish market? Just making sure that, you know, which bit goes where and suggesting alterations and just making sure it runs smoothly.
Oh, that was my chair hitting the table. Hello. sorry, Tex. Worst interview ever. It's basically, we've got Vic Leather on board, so a few of the people from there, so guys and girls, which is great. Mm-hmm. Another great thing of the is being able to invite women to be able to be included in the whole thing. So they're going to be helping out with fittings. Laurie Lane's going to be able to arrange alterations if people need it, or he'll just be there to say, look, that doesn't suit you, try this one on. This looks great on you, buy that sort of thing. And Laurie will be, I believe, digging into his own archives and bringing along some of his own things to sell that he's made over the years.
Look out.
Yeah, so that should be pretty interesting. So with Laurie and them there, and then on the door we've got Melbourne Chargers, who helped out in the leather market last year. Chargers are going to be helping on the door, taking gold coin with our special security people. We've got a special security friend of ours who's going to be going on the door. So, yeah, well known from a certain Nurse Betty party.
Right.
Yes, she's helping out for the day as well, volunteering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic as well.
Well, I mean, for someone who's not really sort of into the leather or fetish, I think this is, like Tex was mentioning before and you said as well, Brett, that it's probably a good place to sort of start, to go in and to sort of get, I guess, a little bit more information about that type of stuff without having to walk into a store or being confronted. It's sort of lighthearted. Yeah. It's, you know, for a good cause.
And it is. You can find so many people to chat to about it on the day as well, you know, whether they're men or women or people from various community groups. So it's quite a good chance to do that. There's plenty of other chances at the pub to do that, but this is a really good one to just come along and meet so many different people and have a chat about things.
You mentioned at the start of the show, or the start of this interview, that Joy presenters and volunteers are going to be involved, and they're going to be involved in some apron action. Yes. That was the barbecue.
That is correct, yes. Including the Joy raffle, which went well last year too. So.
Oh, indeed. Yep. So, yes, there will be Joy volunteers.
So you can go up and put a face to the voice, I guess, from the people that you hear on radio and have grown to love. So, yeah, go up there and hassle them and do all that while they turn the meat.
Indeed, while they turn the meat and prepare the, will it be rolls, I imagine, with sausages meat, and all
that sort
of thing.
Sort of stuff, yep.
And they'll also be selling raffle tickets, as you said, for a raffle. All of the money from all of the day comes into a big kitty and then is divided equally between both charities.
That's correct.
Joy and David Williams.
So the coin
Fund.
From the door, sales from the leather market, the barbecue and the auction.
And how many people do you usually get? How many people did you get at Northside Bazaar? Do you know?
Last year, we're licensed for 360. We had more than that come through the doors.
Yeah, over during the course, day
because
it's such a long
five, day. What, five hours.
Yeah.
In the end, and we had more people showing up later, even after it finished, because just because it was open and everyone could go, we just had people showing up and coming through the door. So it's really good.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
Okay, well, we need to play another piece of music. And this piece of music, Brett, I'm dedicating to your partner, Mark.
Aww.
And perhaps
the bitch is back.
It's not actually that one. It's not actually that one. It's perhaps it's reminiscent of the event that's happening at the Laird this evening, Spit and Polish, which of course is a regular night for guys who into leather and fetish. So this is dedicated to all the guys getting down to the Laird, well, probably about now, and to your gorgeous partner Mark. This is Well 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 here on Joy 94.9. That is correct, and that, of course, was the gorgeous Marcia Hines with Chains. My baby's got me wrapped up in chains. And you are with Adam and Tex here on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we're speaking to our very special guest, Brett from the Laird Hotel.
Hello.
About Northside Bazaar. And, Brett, this is the part of the interview I've been waiting for. Adam, you asked some questions about the different sorts of stuff that's going to be available.
I did indeedy do.
Well, Brett, perhaps you can tell us a bit of a rundown of some of the items that have been donated. These people are all automatically sponsors of Joy because all of these things are going to be raising money for Joy and the David Williams Fund. Hit it, babe.
All right. Well, we've got to, I mean, firstly, you've got to thank Eagle Leather, Lucretia Desart and Marquee for all spending the time. They're all either doing a performance or installation before each auction block. Eagle Leather have kindly donated as well. Can I say it, Tex?
I think you can, actually.
They've donated it's a type A, we'll call it a horizontal dancing machine, valued at over $1,000.
Do you know what? I saw that on the rundown. I was like, what is a horizontal dancing machine? And then
whack a bit of rubber on the end
and off it goes. what it is now.
Yeah. If you can't hook up with someone that night, this is what you want because it'll do it for you. Yeah.
Does it for you forever?
It's amazing. So it's going to be a lot of fun auctioning that off as well. We've got some special people doing that. So that's great. The guys at Lonely Planet who have been great, they employ a lot of gays. They've got some great books, some beautiful hardback books, plus some book bundles as well. Plus, they're also auctioning off, giving us a $50 digital chapter. So digital chapters, you can basically go online to Lonely Planet. And if you want to go to London, but you only want a bit about Piccadilly Circus, you just go and download that and pay for it.
That's awesome.
So they're giving a digital voucher for that. What they've also done for Joy listeners, though, if you go to lonelyplanet.com, choose the chapter you want, type in Joy 30 when you're going to check out, that'll give you a discount as well, which is really good of them, not just for the day, but for any listeners now. Go on and log on. Can you get a chapter? You want to learn about something somewhere? Get a little chapter on something?
Who doesn't love a discount?
You can do it. So thank you, Lonely Planet. Club 80, of course, have chucked in a heap of entry passes as well. They're always good to us. So they're our long-time playmate of the Laird, Club 80. 65 Main in Dalesford, who also gave away something last year. They've called it the Laird Lazy Getaway for two nights in a champagne balcony room with a queen bed, wine and nibbles. Gourmet two-course lunch at the Lake House, entry to Hepburn Bath House, and a few other things in there. That's really good. Talk about executive coaching with Jen Allen. That's valued over $1,000, so some other great things there. Do you want to keep going, Tim?
Yes, I do. I want you to keep going. Myself.
Hampstead Dental, who are so supportive in the community in general of Joy things, of the charges, of so many things. They are throwing in a Zoom teeth whitening treatment valued at over $795, or valued at $795, which is pretty bloody good. D&O Magazine are throwing in subscriptions, annual subscriptions. Wet on Wellington are throwing in a heap of 10-visit passes, which 10 visits, that'll get you through a week, I reckon.
It'll get you through 10 days,
The Astor Theatre are throwing in single-entry passes, so there's lots of those to be auctioned off. Some other great items from Dog's Headquarters just around the corner from us on Hoddle Street. A grooming package, Natio, Swiss, Aussie Balm, Quantum Naturopathics, Queer Film Festival, ASOP, Progressive Radio, Retrovision, Yarra Leisure, there's heaps more. So
there's
it's
heaps
really
more.
Good.
Wow.
It is great. Plus the Joy ones that you can auction
for. Indeed. Now tell us about the Joy ones.
I'll tell you about the Joy ones. There's two on 1 hour on-air slots that you can bid for. Last year there was one available and it went so well that somebody came up in the break and said to Tex and David Hunt, if you do another one of those, another 1 hour slot where you get to come on air, choose some music, have a chat with whoever the hosts are, if you do that again, we'll bid for it. And it was amazing. I think it was $2,000 all up we got from just from those two or something. It was amazing. So there's 2 1-hour slots, one with Tech where you can sit with Trev, Sparks and Zoe, or one with David and Sue on a Friday. So They're going to be hotly contested, those, because it's your chance to get in. If you're a business and you want to get yourself a bit of a plug, it's a tax write-off then, isn't it?
Indeed.
Get your business to pay for it. You get your business on there. Give it a bit of a plug. Play some music. Spend some time.
Very quickly, how can people pay on the day?
There will be, well, we love cash, but actually just as easy and good for everyone is there'll be FPOS facilities at the pay booth right near the stage, so you can just, once you've put your hand down after bidding and winning it, head straight to the table, swipe your card, give them some cash either way, grab your item and off you go. If it's a really large item, you can pick it up later on, but it's a lot easier for everyone. Grab your item and off you go.
Okie doke. Yep. So, finally, where and when? The exact address and who?
The Laird Hotel is at 149 Gibbs Street, Abbotsford.
That's right, 149 Gibbs Street in Abbotsford. Basically, just around the corner from Hoddle Street.
You catch a 246 bus up Hoddle Gay Street.
You can get the Hurstbridge or the South Morang trains.
Yes, South Morang, is that it now? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, they expanded it. You get off at Collingwood Station, walk down to Gibbs Street and look across the road. There's a pub with a bear flag out the front. That's the one. And how else can you get there? You can taxi, walk.
Yeah, taxi, walk, bus, Smith Street tram with a bit of a walk.
Yeah.
And parking probably...
We have a new bike rack out the front, by the way.
Oh, super. Well,
somebody
did
scratch into the fresh concrete men only, but we will let women park their bikes there.
Okay. So, yes, there are all sorts of places, and there is parking, of course, around the area, but parking will be very difficult. So that's Sunday, the 9th of September, fundraiser, Northside Bazaar at the Laird Hotel, 149 Gibbs Street in Abbotsford. It's a fundraiser for the Victorian AIDS Council's David Williams Fund, which provides financial support to people living with HIV. And, of course, 50% of the money comes here to Joy 94.9, so we can continue getting the new good news out and about. Brett, it's been wonderful to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
We look forward to getting you in. If not at the same time next year, then we'll get you in sometime earlier than that. We can chat about other stuff to do with the Laird.
I'm a shy thing, but I'll come in anyway.
I'm going to bid on some leather.
Yeah.
Super.
Do it.
That will be most exciting. Brett, thanks. Cheers. Have a good night. This is a Whoa, Whoa, Whoa here on Joy 94.9. That's right. It is Joy 94.9. I did that deliberately, darling.
I don't think you did.
Oh, yes, I did.
Everyone, you should have seen Tessie Marie singing along to that song as loud as she could.
Thank you, as long as he could. Thank you very much, Adam. Yes, that was Danny Minogue, of course, with This Is It, which I haven't played for a long time, but it used to be one of my favourites here on Joy.
Used to be? What do you mean? Well, you were dancing along to it. I thought it still is one of your favourites.
No, that's when I play it at home, darling. This is the part of the show when it's time for us to suggest to you that if you're old-fashioned like me, perhaps you might need a pen and paper because we've got some websites and phone numbers. Or if you're new-fashioned like ADSI and other people like that, you might like to use your iPad or your other smart device to tap in some details. What have we got coming up first?
Well, first, please like the VAC GMHC Facebook page, which is facebook.com/VAC.GMHC. So you can find us via the Joy website, joy.org.au. So on the page, we have plenty of interesting information, such as HIV news and updates, community events, information about our services, what we're up to, giveaways, and who doesn't love a giveaway?
Well, we love a giveaway.
So on our Facebook page, you can also ask and respond to questions. Tell us what you think or even just send us a message. So we'd love to hear from you. So remember to like facebook.com/VAC.GMHC and you won't miss out on anything. That's where I get a lot of my news about the organisation I work for.
Oh, really?
No, I do. I like it. I use our page every day, actually.
Oh. I quite often go and look at the Well, Well, Well page and look at my own page. And I look at other people's pages, but I haven't thought of actually. But we have our own internal intranet where members of staff post items of interest, sometimes about work even.
But I mean, everybody's on Facebook all the time. So, you know, it's easy to just get something up in your news feed by checking out our Facebook page rather than logging on to vicaids.asn.au, which is our website, to find what's going up and navigating that. So if you just go onto the Facebook page, you'll be kept up to date with everything.
That's right. Yes, indeed, Adam.
And what else is going on around town, Tessie?
Well, look,
Marie?
See, my good neighbour Deb actually forwarded me some notice about a YGLAM, which is the Queer Youth Theatre here in Melbourne. YGLAM, so the letter Y-G-L-A-M. They're actually doing a production. It's called Leaving Elizabeth, and it's from the 11th till the 15th of September, happening at the Meat Market in North Melbourne, a fantastic venue. Now, the play marries physical theatre with projections and original music in two tales of being dumped, we know about that, being scared.
Speak for yourself.
Know about that. And sometimes finding the one. I certainly know about that. If you'd like to book, you can go to the website trybooking.com. So it's just try, T-R-Y, booking. All one word, trybooking.com/31423. trybooking.com/31423, or really easy, a phone number 9335 9900, 9335 9900. And of course, that's here in Melbourne. But we can also suggest to our listener that they listen in next week.
That is true, because we will have someone from YGLAM on who can talk about the production and just about what YGLAM is and exactly how they're making an impact in our community. So it'd be very interesting.
Yep.
But another thing that's going on around town is Vintage Man.
Oh, I love Vintage Man.
I know you do. Look, it's a confidential social and support group for mature gay and bisexual men from 45 plus. So there's regular meetings and a wide range of activities with something to interest most, if not everyone, I'd say. So for more information, visit the webpage, which is vintagemen.org, or call 9776 8667. So there's a lot of numbers in there that are the same, so I'm going to go through it again. It's 9776 8667.
That is a bit confusing. It's funny about Vintage Men. It is a great group. It's for guys aged 45 and over, as you said. But that means, really, some guys in the group are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s. And it, as you said, it's a confidential social and support group. And what they have a wide range of different activities that happen.
Like what?
Throughout the month. For example, they have music evenings where someone opens up their house and people troop over with old-fashioned records, as in LPs.
I'm sorry, what is this LP you speak of?
You know what I mean. people take CDs, and I have even heard that someone even took a cassette tape.
I was just about to say.
And so they have a musical evening where the music might be AC/DC, followed by Vivaldi, followed by Dolly Parton. So it's really...
Well, that's an eclectic music collection.
They get to hear different sorts of music. They also have film nights where they might go out to the movies, but equally they have nights where they might just sit around in someone's home and watch a DVD of some, you know, feature movie which has been out quite recently. They also go to the sauna, so they do all sorts of things like that, and they have picnics and they have regular meetings at their centre in St Kilda. So Vintage Men, fantastic organisation for men who are getting on a bit. And there's also an organisation for women called the Matrix Guild, M-A-T-R-I-X, Matrix Guild, G-U-I-L-D. If you just go to your favourite search engine, perhaps the one starting with G.
It's a Freudian Google slip.
Oh, thank you. and just search for Matrix Guild, or perhaps search for Vintage Men.
And obviously Vintage Men is a Melbourne-based social and support group.
Yep.
So for anyone who is in, I guess, rural or regional Victoria, based around the Bendigo area, is an organisation
yep.
called the Country Awareness Network. So if you're from Melbourne, you might not have heard of it, but I think if you're from rural or regional Victoria, they have a very big presence and they do a hell of a lot of good work out there. So if you want to find out what's happening in rural and regional Victoria, it's www.can.org. can.org.au. So that's www.can.org.au.
And they are fantastic. Whilst they're based in Bendigo, as you said, they do cover the width and breadth of the state of Victoria. Indeed, even some stuff going to South Australia, Tassie and into New South Wales as well. But Adam, guess what?
What?
It's the end of the show.
Oh, no.
It is indeed the end of the show.
Oh.
Coming up next, of course, is Hide and Seek with Horrible Dean and Gorgeous Andrew. anyone you want to say hello to?
I'll say hi to my mum again.
Yep. And
hi,
your
Mumsy.
Friend who messaged in?
Renee Lackers.
Indeed. We'd need to say a very big thank you to Brett from the Laird Hotel.
Yes.
For Northside Bazaar, the 9th of September. Be there or be square. I'd like to say hello to my mate Warren in Cairns, to Wayne in Nimbin, Deb in Reservoir, and to Harry. Seeing us out after the following messages is Young Hearts Run Free by Gloria Estefan. We'll be back next week here on Joy 94.9. Cheerio, everyone, and good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.